5 years ago, Floridians entered into an historic gaming compact with the Seminole Tribe of Florida, a partnership where the Seminoles agreed to the highest revenue share in the nation.
The Seminole Tribe of Florida wants to renew an exclusive gambling contract with the state. The Florida Senate is preparing a plan to extend part of the agreement with the tribes to allow games such as blackjack at 6 tribe-owned casinos for another year.
More than $1 billion to the state, thousands of new jobs created, and Florida's family-friendly image preserved.
Well, right now, we are in negotiations with the Seminole Tribe over that portion of the compact that deals with bank card games.
Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Riley chairs the Senate Committee on Regulated Industries. He is proposing the one-year extension. Riley says the state would benefit from his plan.
I think the state benefits because if we do not extend for a year, then we lose about $140 million, which can be used, of course, to help pay for our record funding of education that we would like to do this year, as well as other core priorities for the people of the state of Florida.
Meanwhile, the House has other ideas. Tampa Republican Representative Dana Young is sponsoring a measure to establish 2 Las Vegas-style casinos. Many say Young's plan would negate much of the Seminole Compact Agreement. That could mean losing some of the money the state gets for giving the Seminole Tribe exclusive gaming rights. In 2012, the Seminole gaming enterprise generated an estimate of $2.2 billion. Senator Bradley says there will be a hearing this week on the proposal.
What this does is it preserves the status quo so that we can have a good, comfortable environment to sit down with the tribe and come up with long-term solutions.
But what does the tribe think of the idea? The tribe's spokesman is Gary Bittner.
The Seminole Tribe is now studying the proposal that came up on Friday.
Without the extension, the gaming portion of the current agreement will end July 31st. For WFSU News, I'm Vanity Duran.